Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really tearing into a single source. It's a recent article trying to get a handle on something pretty crucial happening in the crypto market right now.
That's right. We're zeroing in on the retail investor, you know, the folks who often really drive the trends. And this article, well, it gives us a good look at how they're behaving now.
Right. After everything that's gone down.
Exactly. After the hype, the crash, all of it. And what that change might mean for, well, for everyone involved.
So our mission here is to pull out the key insights from this piece, figure out precisely how retail investors have, you know, adapted since that last big cycle.
And connect the dots, right? What does this shift actually signal for where the market's headed? And frankly, what does it mean for you if you're active in this space?
Okay, let's get into it.
So the central idea the article kicks off with is really interesting. It says, retail investors are back. They're in the market again.
Okay.
But, and this is the key part, they aren't just like picking up where they left off. They've fundamentally changed how they're participating.
Okay. That definitely makes sense considering the wild ride it's been. What context does the article give for why this happened? Why the change?
We kind of have to rewind to 2021, that absolute speculative frenzy.
Oh, yeah. Meme coins, DeFi Summer Part 2, the NFT explosion.
Exactly. So much excitement, rap. But also, let's be honest, a lot of investing based purely on hype, momentum chasing.
For sure. And then came the hangover, the pretty brutal crash, that long bear market.
And those really high-profile implosions. I mean, FTX is the one everyone talks about, but it wasn't the only one, right? Lots of projects just vanished.
Definitely painful.
Yeah. And the article actually uses a pretty strong phrase for it. It talks about lingering PTSD among retail investors from that whole period.
Wow, PTSD. Yeah, I can see that. You can almost feel that hesitation, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
And the article looks beyond just the crypto meltdown too, doesn't it? It brings in wider economic uncertainty.
It does, yeah. Specifically points to the political and economic climate, mentioning the Trump administration's potential impact as just adding another layer of caution.
Makes sense. When the bigger picture feels uncertain, people get nervous about risk.
Especially after getting burned badly.
Yeah.
So you put that crypto PTSD together with the broader uncertainty.
And you get a retail investor who's, well, naturally more hesitant, less likely to just jump on the latest trend, more strategic.
Precisely. The whole YOLO vibe. It seems, well, at least for now, much less common.
Okay, so that begs the question. If they're not just blindly chasing price anymore, what are these, let's say, matured retail investors focusing on? The article seems to outline a pretty clear shift.
It really does. The focus has swung. It's less about pure speculation, you know, hoping your coin goes to the moon for no real reason, and much more towards utility.
Utility and application. Like, what does this thing actually do?
Exactly. So their strategies are changing, too. They're looking for assets that feel, well, safer.
Not necessarily low volatility safe, but safer, like it has a purpose, a real world connection.
That's the idea. And crucially, the article stresses they're using smarter tools now, doing deeper homework. It's not just, you know, clicking buy based on a tweet anymore.
Okay, so how does this play out in practice? The article gives an example, right, about exchanges.
Yeah, a great one. It points to exchanges starting to muscle into the payment processing space.
Payment processing, like using crypto to buy stuff?
Think about it, yeah. Making it so you could spend your crypto as easily as you'd swipe a debit card. Use it like regular money, like fiat.
Okay, that's not speculation at all. That's actual use.
Right. It perfectly shows this growing interest from retail in actually weaving digital assets into their daily financial lives, not just holding them in an exchange wallet, hoping the price goes up.
So the trend is definitely towards like sustainable function over just quick hype.
And the article actually singles out AVI as a specific platform that's adapting to this big shift in what users want.
Okay, AVI. What's their story, according to the source? Weren't they more focused on like the Dejan side before, finding the next hot coin early?
That was their traditional focus, yeah. Tools for finding alpha, early stage trading, basically spotting those rockets before they launched.
But now?
Now they're evolving. The source says they're getting into real world asset tokenization, RWAs.
Ah, putting things like property or art on the blockchain.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or commodities, things like that, turning them into digital tokens. And importantly, they're beefing up their data tools specifically for tokens that have that clear utility focus.
So they're not just tracking the meme coins anymore. They're building tools to analyze, say, a token tied to a building or maybe something linked to, I don't know, carbon credits.
That seems to be the direction, building a platform that serves both the high-speed trader and the person looking for long-term holds based on, you know, actual underlying value.
And the features mentioned definitely sound like they're aiming broader. The article lists an alpha signal center. What's that about?
So the alpha signal center, as described, it pulls in real-time info from all over. Tracks what the big whale wallets are doing, monitors market maker moves, analyzes social media sentiment.
Ah, so trying to spot indicators before a big move based on data, not just gut feeling.
Exactly. For that strategic investor, that's gold. And then there's pump mode and these token profiling tools.
Pump mode sounds intense.
Well, it monitors the sort of inner market activity, watches tokens as they gain traction or graduate again, trying to give early signals.
And the profiling tools.
That's more about the due diligence side. Looking at liquidity, can you actually sell if you need to? Understanding holder patterns, is it all held by Five Guys or is it spread out?
Assessing risks like rug pulls.
Definitely. Rug pulls where the devs just vanish with the money.
Yeah.
That's exactly the kind of thing this more cautious post-PTSD investor is desperate to avoid. So these tools help assess that risk.
So yeah, these aren't just simple buy-sell buttons. They're tools for digging deeper, assessing risk, catering right to that more careful investor profile.
Absolutely. And another big trend the article points to, where retail is really making moves, is the growth of decentralized exchanges, DAXs.
Right. They've been around, but the article suggests they're gaining ground on the big centralized guys.
Yeah, market share is shifting. And it's not trivial. The source says DAXs now handle nearly 10% of the crypto derivatives market.
10%? Wow, that's significant. What's driving that?
According to the article, it's mainly retail users looking for early access.
Hmm.
They want to get into promising tokens before they hit the big mainstream exchanges like Binance or Coinbase.
Makes sense. Getting in early is often key in crypto, and platforms are helping with this. Ava.ai comes up again.
Yes, it mentions Ava.ai supports cross-DX trading, so you can tap into liquidity from different DXs all in one place.
Okay.
And Ava.ai specifically has built-in connections, native integrations with trending launchpads.
Launchpads, where new coins debut.
That's exactly. On networks like Solana and BSC. So this integration lets users watch and potentially trade these new tokens, this alpha, right as they launch, often way before a centralized exchange would even list them.
So this move towards DEXs and integrated launchpads, it really highlights that retail isn't just sitting back. They're actively seeking the tools and places that give them that edge, that early look at value and utility.
It definitely does.
Yeah.
Which, you know, brings up an interesting point the article explores. With all these changes, retail getting smarter, focusing on utility, the rise of DEXs, what does this mean for the traditional crypto market cycles, those big boom-bust waves we used to see?
Are they over? What does the article think?
It suggests maybe those classic cycles are being replaced by something more fragmented, shorter bursts of activity, mini-cycles perhaps.
Driven by what, if not just internal crypto hype?
The source points more to external stuff now. Big economic data releases, major shifts in social media mood, and significantly, political news and developments. These seem to trigger activity more than just, say, a new protocol launching.
It's interesting. What about Bitcoin in all this? It always feels like it dances to its own tune sometimes.
It kind of does. The article notes Bitcoin's market dynamic is still somewhat separate from the rest of the altcoin scene.
Influenced more by institutional stuff, like the ETFs.
Yeah, big time. Institutional news, like the U.S. Bitcoin ETF approvals, plus signals from U.S. policymakers, seem to move Bitcoin's price heavily.
So Bitcoin is behaving less like just another crypto and more like, well, something straddling two worlds.
Exactly. The article sort of implies it has this dual nature, part traditional asset influenced by macroeconomics and institutional flows, and part crypto native asset still reacting to things like its own halving cycle. It keeps Bitcoin in a unique spot.
Okay, so retail's changing, market cycles might be fragmenting, Bitcoin's doing its own thing. How are the actual platforms, the exchanges, responding to all this? They must be scrambling to adapt, right?
Oh, absolutely. They have to. The article paints a picture of exchanges needing to become more than just places to trade. They need to be complete ecosystems.
And Ava.ai is used again as the example here.
Yeah, showing this evolution. Their goal, according to the source, it's pretty ambitious.
Which is?
Basically, to mirror traditional financial institutions. Offer that breadth of services and tools, but build it all with the advantages of Web3, like on-chain transparency and being crypto native.
Huh. So taking the best bits of TradFi, the structure, the tools, but keeping the decentralized, see-through nature of Web3.
That's the pitch, yeah. Things like smooth mobile and desktop DX trading, those community alpha tools we talked about, the integrated launch pad watching.
And even institutional-grade analytics.
Right. It all feeds into building this bigger picture. The article calls it a Web3 investment engine.
Web3 investment engine. I like that. It really captures the idea. It's not just a place to trade. It's trying to be the toolkit for this next generation of crypto users who want more than just a buy button.
Yeah, I think if you pull back and connect all these threads, the main insight from this source is pretty clear.
Yeah.
Retail investors didn't just pack up and leave after the crash.
No, they've matured, like really matured.
There's still a huge force, absolutely driving activity. But what they expect now is fundamentally different.
They want transparency. They're looking for real utility, real applications.
And they need better tools, right? Yeah. Actionable insights to navigate what feels like a more complex, maybe riskier landscape now.
And the platforms that get this, that understand this change in behavior and actually build for these new priorities.
Like the example we've been discussing.
Yeah, they aren't just adapting to survive. This article suggests they're actually the ones leading the charge into this next phase of the market.
It's a pretty strong message, really. As crypto keeps evolving at lightning speed, the platforms serving the users, they have to evolve too, focusing on real value, on utility, maybe even more than just chasing trading volume numbers.
So this deep dive has really shown us a picture of a retail investor who's transformed, moved from, you know, chasing the next rocket emoji to seeking genuine utility, armed with better tools and a healthy dose of caution, learn the hard way.
It's a pretty significant evolution for the market's biggest group of participants, yeah.
Which, given this clear pivot towards utility and long-term application, it leaves me wondering what sort of real-world uses of crypto, things that maybe seemed niche or just theoretical before, what might actually hit the mainstream faster than we think now?
Mm-hmm.
And if that happens, how does that fundamentally change the market dynamics we've just spent our time unpacking? Something to definitely keep an eye on.
That's a great question to ponder. Well, thanks everyone for joining us as we dug into this source material today.
Yeah, we appreciate you tuning in for this deep dive.